Okay, we're up to Sifcha Pei. Actually, coming today to the end of the relatives. I don't mean the end of the relatives, the end of the list of the relatives. And the Seder Advarim, I tried to point out always that there's a Seder. It dealt with the relatives first going up, that are Aser, and then sort of laterally, that are Aser, and then going down, descendants, that are Aser. And then the Tzugekumener, we had the Tzugekumener, according to some of you, those who are relatives through marriage, and we went through the list of our royos that were Aser. The last four sifim, none of the simin, because the simin has some other halachs at the end, but the last four, chav gimel, chav dalet, chav hei, chav vav, are the heterim, the royos that are mutter. Usually when it's mutter, it's exciting, but here, you know, like, who wants to marry Yeshus Chamav anyway? The point is that there are four gedorim of heter. Last week, we learned Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, which are both chidushim that were not chayshish from Marisayim. One is that two stepchildren, who don't have any common parent. They grow up in the same house, so they and their spouses are mutter to their step brothers. There's no issur. You would think as Marisayin it should be aser, it's mutter. The same thing we had in Chav Dalet, Eishes Chamav is mutter, and in both these cases the Rishalmi argued. And for those who are Yerushalmi, it's like a good lesson here. What it said was that we know we Babli Yerushalmi pass night to Babli. Yet in the Sifchav Dalid, the Ramah brought Rabbeinu Tamu Asard, and the rationale was that when Babli Yerushalmi argue, we pass night Babli. But if the incident, the Isser Yerushalmi, was later in time, then the Babli Rabbeinu Tamu holds that we are chayshish for the Yerushalmi in such a case. So that was, anyway, that was Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet that we dealt with. Chav Chei Chav Vav, the last two, are both heterim that the Torah is matir. Two types of relatives that one would think maybe is Aser, but that the Torah is matir. Sif Chav Hei is actually the closest relative that the Torah permits. The closest relative that the Torah permits is marrying a niece. A niece is the closest relative that the Torah allows. Not only the niece, but a nephew's wife, obviously after the nephew dies. But a niece is the closest relative that's mutter.
Isn't it also preferable?
So that's going to be that's going to be the chiddush of
by
this.
By your sister's children, not by your...
How do you know that?
By your sister's, they're more not...
You thought. Let's see what it says. Okay, yeah, it's a machlokes palitaisis,
man. Right?
Right, even divorce, right? Even divorce, not just that, right? Okay, so let's see, Sif Chav Dalet, Chafei, Muta Adam Be'eshes Ben Achiv, Ube'eshes Ben Achaisai. So for whatever reason, it mentions first a niece through marriage. And the Rabbi, yeah, it's a mutter bebas achiv. There's no machlokes. A mutter bebas achiv ubas achaisai, and a natural, a blood niece, nephew, bas achiv. They're both nieces, one through your brother, one through your sister. Is also mutter. Umitzvah lisa isa, and it's a mitzvah to marry them. It's saying that it's a mitzvah to marry a niece. Who married a niece? Torah? Mordechai, okay. And Chumash? That was an aunt. Chevel was an aunt. Yosef and Asnas, according to Chazal, according to Rashi, was daughter of Dina. So Yosef married his sister's child, Dina's child, Asnas. So that's a niece. So at any rate, the niece, the niece is mutter, The Marachen Esther were actually cousins rather than uncle and niece, even though everyone seems to say uncle and niece. In the Megillah it says they were cousins. Bas Doidai, the child of his uncle. So the child of your uncle is your cousin. At any rate, so it says here that it's mutter. Then it says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to marry a niece. Now this is a Gemara. It's not some later thing that comes along. I'm reading you the Lashon Gemara. It's Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vav. Tan Rabbanan. Ha'oyei v'shcheinav. Tamekarei v'skroivav. Vanoisei espasachaisei. Interesting. It seems that this price is saying, sometimes people are kind to outsiders. It's good to be kind to people that you're close to also. Ha'oyei v'shcheinav. Someone who loves his neighbors. Hamikarev is kroivav, someone who draws close those who are related to him. Vanoisei is pasachaisei, and someone who marries his niece. Olav akosiv oimer, oz tikra v'Hashem yaneh. Poskin Yeshaya. Oz tikra, if you daven to Hashem, Hashem will answer you. Kiilu kaviyachu, the people you're close to, you help, so God will be close to you. Now how do you know that's talking about oz tikra v'Hashem yaneh? How do you know that's talking about these type of people? So Rashi says right there, Le'el minek sivu mebesorcha al tesalem, v'haynu neise basachoyso yu mekarev eskroiva. Mebesorcha al tesalem is pasuk in Yeshayim and Ches. And right after that it says this pasuk that os tikra v'Hashem yana. So Chazal say that there's a mitzvah, there's a maila to marry basachiv and basachoyso. It's a mitzvah to marry. Now actually, what Yerachmiel was saying before, the Gemara only says basachaisa. It says that Naisei es basachaisa. That's Lashon Gemara. In Taisvis brings in Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel a dispute between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Balei Taisvis argued if it applies to basachiv as well. The Rashbam said, Nizil basataima. What's the reason? The reason is it's a close relative that you're allowed to marry. So Mekarev is Kriva. So what's the difference if it's Basachiv or Basachaisai? It's a mitzvah to marry. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that. Rabbeinu Tam says, look, the Gemara says Basachiv. So it's Basachiv. Don't, what? The Gemara says Basachaisai, so leave it at Basachaisai, not Basachiv. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Although, like you say, Zil Basataima, the Rambam says Basachiv and Basachaisai, it's a mitzvah. And his lashon is because of mekarves kravai, because the person is supposed to develop a help. He's supposed to try to help his kravai. What? It's a machleis. It's a mitzvah. It's certainly mutter. It's a mitzvah. It's hard to understand the reason that it should be usher. I did see in one of the achrayim, he suggests that the reason that it should be only basachais and not basachiv. It's because when somebody marries Basachiv, he's mafkia mitzvah yibum. If, God forbid, if he dies without children, he's mafkia the mitzvah of yibum. Now, Chazal don't mean a practical consideration. His mafkia mitzvah yibum means if he dies, his daughter, his wife will fall to her father, and that's the Chamesh HaSerdashim, that are mafkia. So I don't think he means it in a practical term. It could be a second marriage. He could have children from before. But he means that this tzura of marriage, of basachiv, is by definition, it's a mafkia mitzvah yibum. And therefore, it can't be that it would be under the category of this type of a mitzvah lisa. At any rate, we do have the chiddush today that it's a mitzvah to marry those. The closest kariv that the Torah is not, it's mitzvah to marry because there's an inyan of the besar chal tesale.
Sarah
Milka was Sarah. That's right. You're right. Sarah was Milka, right? Bas
Batman.
Bas Karan. Okay. Sarah was. I assume it means. What's otherwise? If she's married already, you can't marry her. And if she's not yet married, so, even if she's younger, you always want to find the shidduch.
What about the case of the Mechaber with the marriage? Or just the case where there's the...
Yeah, I don't know why the Mechaber brings the through marriage case. Obviously, he holds a niece also.
But it would be a mitzvah in that case, though.
The Mechaber doesn't bring the mitzvah aspect anywhere. Not here, and not in Siman Beis, where the Ramah brings it also. When it was that really married back in the beginning. I don't know the reason. It's Gemara, so I don't know the reason. The thing that's a little strange, it's such a nice thing that your relatives, it's a mitzvah to be good to your relatives, the Kavis cry about marrying these. So why did the Torah ask all the other relatives? Like, it's such a thing to marry relatives, and yet the Torah asked all the relatives. How can you say, ashkafically, it's a wonderful thing? What? Say Gemara, have a kind of shein of you mean? Marry your neighbor's daughter. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. The chinuch, it's fascinating. In mitzvah kuf tzaddik, the first erva that he brings, which is the erva of imcha of a mother, he brings a Rambam emar in the Vulchim. Occasionally the chinuch brings it. He doesn't always bring it. So the chinuch brings from the Rambam emar in the Vulchim. Why did the Torah ask the relatives? Pashas, it's a chayik, not to marry relatives. He brings to the Rambam, Sho'inyin hu, Fisha Torah hechika ha-mishkol mibnei Adam. The Torah want to be marchik, intimacy, to be, I guess, from people, to be on their minds all the time, maybe he means. Levam eshet sarach l'perivirivya, ayla mitzvah. L'chein asur lanu akraivais, l'fisha ha-kishla yimotzi behem yaiser. B'nei she'em etzuyis etzlai tamid. Explain that. Tera asid relatives, he means nus, without marriage, is going to be more kabin, because I guess you'll be married ahead, she'll go to mikveh, and she'll be mutter to you. So, the Rambam says that the Torah was marchik, the relatives, they shakish loy me matzi yaisa.
Well, I think you said, for some elders, if you discuss genetics, I think, since his the Torah
asked it for genetic reasons. Yeah, and then through marriage, you wouldn't be explaining why the ones that are through marriage.
But
it wouldn't include those relatives through marriage. It would include half of them. All right? And I'm reading to the Rambam. The Ramban is Matbiya. The Ramban in Parshas Achrei, Achrivois, is Matbiya on this Rambam. He says that there are plenty of females around a person if he wants to be a Mizana. And he says, a man can take 100 wives. What do you mean? Tell you what's the harchik asam mishkal. A man can take 100 wives if he wants. There's no iser. So the Ramban gives a different reason. The Ramban, according to Chinuch, hatam ezeh cholosh ma'id. She chayev a Torah koris al mibnei tamim elu. You chayev koris for these reasons. He says, what's the reason? The Rabban ki atam is echolosh miyay shechayav a kosev karis alelu mnei he matza metzlay tamin umati mitzarecha shisa oda mei anashim mirtza oy elef. If you're imagining, you might as well imagine 100 or 1,000. Ama huzal, the Rabban says elishaynei. He says avol kfiya svara yesh bin yinzeh said miyaseidus heyetzira. He says that the reason is Saim Yisrael Torah means it's a chayik. He says Saim Yisrael Torah has here davar pinefesh he meklal soid ha'ibur shekvar ramaz nulai. It's because of the Indian of soid ha'ibur. What? Let's do a gugulim. So there's a concept of soid ha'ibur. I don't understand it, but the Ben Ishchai says soid ha'ibur. Interesting. He says when you learn the way I understand the Ben Ishchai says. A body takes up place. And the neshama doesn't take up any space, doesn't take any time. You and I can't be one, because my body and your body can't be in the same place at the same time. We're separate. He says, a neshama, this is what it says in Ben Ishchai, when a person learns the Torah of an Adam Gadol, the Seder Ibra is that he connects to that Adam Gadol. That moment that they're connected in the Torah, somehow the neshama is. At that moment, they're one, because the Chiddush, whoever you want to choose, Rabbi Kiv Eiger or Shem Bar Yochai, probably today, and you learn his Torah, So the Seder Iver is that you're connected. He says you're connected till you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, and then you wake up, it's a reset. It's like the reboot button on the computer. The neshama reboots. So he says the Seder Iver is there somehow this connection of neshamas. And whatever that means.
Connected to Yahweh.
But even after he went to sleep, that was, he felt in the Sherish and neshama that they were connected.
So why is the niece different?
So it seems we're going to come to this in the next case, but there is a concept that people are familiar with, that klipush and nitaru are a higher level. And those things that the Torah is matir that are korev to being isurim are somehow in a higher medrega. Klipas that become tar are somehow better. I mentioned many times the B'nai Yisusla says if you have milk that falls into a chalent and it's batel b'shishin. Right? If milk, let's say milk falls into chalent, it's batel b'shishin. So in the Pischei Tshuva he says, is there any, definitely batel b'shishin, is there any inyan to be machmir? So he brings, I don't remember who, says, if a person wants to be machmir, he should be machmir. Then he brings, I think, from the Nesivis, machmir. And the same Torah that said it's us, it says it's mutter, it's like apikursus. That's his two sheets. The B'nai Yisrael, the Chaydish Tamazov together, he says it's a hinder to eat it. It's a hinder to eat because it's klipoy shenit haru. Milk fell into meat in a way that it's mutter. So it's like you should put it in the paper, you know, for a donation. We'll send you some cholak that was batel b'shishim in meat, and it's klipoy shenit haru.
Could
be subscribing
to Abraham's halacha. By doing that, you're reinvigorating or reinforcing the idea.
Except that we're elevating it. We're elevating it. No, it's to say it's mutter, I understand. But to say, sometimes people that call me or something, I tell them it's mutter. They say, is there any reason to be machmer? Now it's very hard. Let's say I know there's a das yachid who's machmer. We don't pass like it. See, is there any reason? What am I supposed to answer? Is there any reason to be machmer? Now, look, is that it's mutter? What do you,
you know?
All right, that's a fair question. What would the Rebbetzin do? Not only she would throw it out, but if I see it happen, I would never tell her because she's going to throw it out. I mean, the women are very. Are you kidding? I can't convince her that her challahs are pariv. What do you do with the challah? The challah is pariv, but right before the suda, so the place of oven is usually full. She puts it in the milchika oven with just the pilot lighters on, in the milchika oven on a pan. So it's fleishik. It's not fleishik. You could eat with cream cheese. It's fleishik. So in our house, she's the king, and it's fleishik. So I take it out of the house and I eat it with cream cheese. But lamaisa, the women are very, very machmir. So shalma Yisrael.
Maybe that's just the reason that why, because if the halacha says the thing is mutter, and emotionally, I mean, you have to be mafato your emotions to what. That's
very true, except where it's a siyag. By the women, it's really a siyag. They want to keep everything so separate that nothing will happen.
I was just thinking of Rush spoke about this night. Three of those women is that they were battled the Yisahar Faroyas.
Yeah.
So.
You just got robbed. Sorry, what?
Yisahar Faroyas was the battle.
Right. Yeah, it's Sarah's bottle, man. Now, Vera wasn't bottled. Now, right? Vera's still a Vera. But we're talking when the Avera turns mutter. What we're talking about now really has to do with the next thing. This is the final case of relatives, the final case here in Shulchan Aruch, and that is a wife's sister. A wife's sister, Achais Ishtai. Why is it at the end? Why isn't it in the normal order? Because it's an erva that the Torah says becomes mutter, b'loyleinu, v'misas ishtai, his sister-in-law becomes mutter. Now that's clear in the pasuk when the pasuk in Akrimai says you're not allowed to marry sisters. Says Isha lachayso leisikach litzrar. Litzrar, meaning to make her a tzara. Legale servosa alea bechayeha. It says bechayeha. In other words, the isra of marrying two sisters is only when the first sister is still alive, then marrying the second sister. If Rabban Lislam, the first sister dies, his wife dies, marrying the other sister is the Torah says is mutter. About chassidim, it's dafka done. The chassidim in the rabbinic courts, where the rabbinic in the rabbisha families, it shouldn't happen. But they dafka marry the what? Dovah Minska married his wife's sister. Oh yeah, he did it. Okay.
By royalty too.
Okay. So let's see. What? According to Tav, it's very good. It's Klipah Shenitaru, and it fits in, especially in their world. The Ramban, in explaining the Tama Mitzvah, the Ramban says it's right for sisters to love each other, and if you're going to marry the two of them, b'chayeha, they will come tzaras to each other. So don't make sisters tzaras to each other. That's why the Torah has it. So that's what we're going to learn here in the Sif. And I have to tell you, in the Yeshivish Torah on this Isser, there's a clair. I know in these four places, this morning I was trying to put together a list. I know the Chedusha of Shimon on Yavamis, it's Simon Aleph. And in the Kovetz Aris, it's Simon Gimel, it's Gimel. And Reb Chaim is quoted in the Divya Cheskel, one of his Talmidim. Probably Reb Shimon also got it from Reb Chaim. There's one other place I noticed this morning. They all clare the following Shaila. They clare if the Isser of a wife's sister, is the Isser of a wife's sister an Isser Be'etzem? Is it an Erva that's Aser? Or is it just the matziv that's aser? In other words, because really she's muta to you. It's just that under certain conditions, you're not supposed to marry her.
What? Two sisters will be tzaras
to each other. That's what I'm saying. So the clear that they have is whether the iser is the iser be'etzem, or it's just a it's just a simin ledavar. Now, let's learn the halacha. I'll explain to you where they talk about this and the nafkaminis. So let's first learn the Isser itself, the Sif itself, and then we'll come to it. Let's see. First, let's learn Sif Chavav. Akois Ishtai, Asur Olai Min HaTorah. Your wife's sister is a deraisa. It's chorus like any other relative. Kos Mach Ishtai Kayemes. Lo Ishto Ibi Akois Min HaAv, Min HaAim. Doesn't matter, full sister, half sister. I feel the Girish is Ishtai. So much for the Rabbad's reason. Even if you divorced your wife, they're not going to be tzaris. It says b'chayah. Afal achem isasa mutter b'achaysa. But after she dies, mutter b'achaysa, then there's no issa to marry, and it's an issa that turns into a heta later. So I guess the glatter way would be to understand that it's not a gavra that's also, so to speak. It's a situation that's also. Now the makar for this, makar for this is a Gemara in Kiddush, Daf Nun. The shaila is this: a man is mekadish two sisters simultaneously. Now, the two sisters each say to the same person, you will be my shliach di mekabel kedusha from whoever you want. So you have two sisters, they made the same man a shliach. So he goes and he's mekadish his two sisters at the same second. The two sisters, not his sister. The same moment. So he's not marrying his wife's sister at any time. He's marrying two sisters. So the Gemara says, "Kol she'enoi b'se'achaseh, apabasachaseinoi." Whatever that means exactly is a rule. Something you can't do one after the other, you can't do b'basachas. So the question is, why do you need that reason? Kedushin is not chal on an erva.
Kedusha can't be chal on a wife's sister. You can end up married to a wife's sister. You're ending up with an erev. So it's a raya that it's not a good. That it's not the person who's the erev. It's the matzav that's the issacharis. I'm a meila. Now I'm still going to come back to the Reb Chaim and the Reb Shimon. Let me just add a nekuda to this. That in Reb Nachum, in the Chiddush Reb Nachum in Yevamos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, he talks about a person who is mekadish vayibum. He's mekadish achais ishtai. Oh, I have to explain. There's a man yama de gemara asay deicha loisa say sheish bekaris. What does that mean? That means if you force to yibum, if the iser asay force to yibum, it's not chal. Loisa say force to yibum minatari yabiyabim minatari isuri lavim yabiyabim rabbanu benegzera biyirishai not to biyishdia. The mitzvah of yibum is only the first beer. So the dafchaf amibayz in yavam is. The whole first parak we're busy turning to Chaf Amud Beis. The shame is we never get to Chaf Amud Beis. The main sugya is Chaf Amud Beis, where it says Gazru be a Rishayda to be a Shniya. See, follow. I say Dechalois. I say Minatayri Alad be Biabein in Isalav, and there were guys that be a Rishayda to be a Shniya. That's why it's Mutter. Now there's a Madiyam in the Gemara. That we say that even by Eloisa Seishesh Pekaris, that also I say Decheleza, and Yahweh says, you don't say it. So it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. The Reb Chaim that he brings, that the Gedali Brisk argued, Reb Chaim and Reb Zalman Sender, I think was the one of the Paisikim Brisk, they had the following argument. Mira Taira. A man is married to a woman. His wife's sister falls to Yibum. Min HaTayri is allowed to do a B'Rishayna. And Rabbanu said, the guy's a B'Rishayna to be a Shniya. So they got into the following dispute. Let's say Min HaTayri. A man, you have two sisters. Call them Rachel and Leah. A man is married to Rachel. And Leah falls to him for Yibum. Min HaTayri, he does B'Rishayna. And she's his wife. You need to get it. You have to Yibum. You need to get. So he does be a Rishai. Now say Teichalaisa say. So this Reb Zalman Sender said, now his marriage to the other sister, poof, it's Mufka. Why is it Mufka? Because Kedusha is not Taifis on two sisters. And Kedusha Taifis in Yisurei Karis. So he's married to two sisters. Now he married the first sister first. But now he has a mitzvah of Yibum to marry the second one. Marry is only through Bia. See, marries her through Bia. So Reb Zalman Sender said, when he marries her, the first sister becomes unmarried without a get. Automatically, she becomes an Issacharis, and it comes off. So he was finding this Hamsah, how you have a married woman who becomes Mutter without her husband dying, without a get, she becomes Mutter, because she turns into an Erva.
Could she be married?
You follow? According to him, she can remarry. The whole thing is mufka. So
what's the problem?
You have a married woman who becomes poof, who becomes mutter.
What?
You can't have an Eishes Ish that comes off.
Suppose a woman comes to Yibum, all of a sudden he decides the mother decides to marry her sister. Yibum falls off.
The Chi of Yibum could fall off at that. She's been in Eishes Ish for 20 years.
She was a Shemesh Yibum.
No, the one that was married to him. He's married to a woman for 20 years. And now her sister falls to Yibum. So Kedusha falls off. Okay. So he brings the Reb Chaim, wasn't happy with it.
Yeah, because where do you see that somebody's not. Wasn't Chayim Koras. Some middle year afterwards comes Chayim Koras.
Okay, we have to talk about this. The Issa Koras. Of a relative, is Issa to marry the relative? Or is Issa to be Bayal? Pashas is Bia. So he's not allowed to live with that. He's married, but he does Yibum to the sister. He does Yibum to the sister.
Now he's not allowed to live with his wife of 20 years, so he's not allowed to live with her. What?
You never find the Torah says
you never find. So he says Reb Chaim wasn't happy with it. And Reb Nachum says, and Reb Chaim said this piece, Reb Nachum says, because she's not a Gavra who's an Erva, it's a certain Matzav that's an Erva. There's no, of course, Kedushin. There's a certain Matzav, you're married to two sisters, but just because you had a Heter to a second, is not Mafkia the first. Children will be a Mamzer, according to this. At the time of the Shudish, she was good. That seems to be Reb Chaim. You know, typically Reb Chaim would say everyone would be Matmiya. Because someone else said it, and it's in the Kedusha of Nachum and Gimel and Beis, I spam Gimel, I believe it was.
It creates
a marriage. All Yibam. But I say Dechalaisa say means you do Yibam. Yibam by definition. It's not shy, I don't think it's possible to. Pashtus is not shayach to do Yibum without being married. What you're saying, instead of puffing the first one, we should puff the second one. And it's a good question. Why puff the first or puff the second one? I don't know. But, what? Yeah, but they're saying you can do chalitza. If he does chalitza. What? Chalitza wouldn't, because he's not married to two sisters. The first doesn't affect the first one.
I say also.
But you don't need a say dechalitza for chalitza. Kol she'enir oila liyibam enir oila chalitza. It's true. If not a say dechalitza, say you wouldn't do chalitza either. But lemaisa, if you choose to do chalitza, you can't ask him in his first wife. He's lemaisa. The paliyai says he's not married to two wives. It's mutter because she's not Eshes Ish. She's a Shemera Sima. Someone's Mizana with her, it's not Karis. Right? Someone who falls to Yibum is a Shemera Sima. It's alive. She's not an Arab. She becomes an Arab. You have to Yibum. She becomes married.
The Mishnah says that the Isham is nicknamed in a certain number of things, and is Yotis in only Mitzvah Tabal or Gift. So here.
Yeah, so we have, you say, the Mishnah says she goes out with Misa Baal Ged, and here we have something else. So all right, it's okay. Rav Huna says there's a fourth Kedushin too. The Mishnah said three Kedushin. The Gemara said Rav Huna says the Chup is another one. So, okay.
If they don't get along and they get divorced, can she marry the first guy again?
He wants to know when the poof comes off, when it goes off this way, if that's Mazig Rushasa, if the divorce is the other one, it takes it back. So.
For a second, yes.
What happens in the case of
Yiddish? Quite Rabbi Kiva? I say it's still Decholaisis.
So what happens? His wife?
Yes.
And Yiddish
does it. But when they say it's Decholaisis, she's his wife. When you marry Beheter, it overrides.
Rabbi mentioned last night that Shmuel is liable as far as the Mishnah that they couldn't marry Rabbi. Let's say there was someone who was married to someone that's also going to talk, but he was married beforehand. And he's married to his aunt, right? So then Shmuel then he calls her again. What happened? Did it pull? Did he have to give a gift? Same up like that?
Someone who's married to an Erva before Matan Torah, then Matan Torah came, does it come off? So that's a good question. I don't know if there's some exception. There's a concept of Ahoyel V'Hutra Hutra in certain cases. There are certain things Ahoyel V'Hutra Hutra. It says the Bas Nevela that they took into in the Midbar there are Mechuyim Mishchita, they have Bas Nevela and they took into Eretz Yisrael and they became Mechuyiv. So the question is if whenever the Mishchita began Ahoyel V'Hutra Hutra. It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
It's a Shimon Nachman. Oh, Reb Shimon, we have Reb Shimon today. So Shimon Nachman, the Mishnah. If a Kohen Gadol, if someone's married to an Alman and becomes a Kohen Gadol, if it's Mutar or Aser, right? The Machlokes is this a marrying her? Or is this a being married?
Amram Yocheves stayed married.
How do you know?
She wasn't a
They weren't an officer.
Yocheved was 130 whatever. When Moshe was 80, maybe she was alive. I don't know. Okay. The issue of marrying a wife's sister, Elenu. So there's a Gemara Meikot. The Gemara says, Mesa Ishta Shal Yosef HaKayin, that Yosef HaKayin's wife died, young, he's left with little children. Va'omar la achoysa be'beis ha'kfaris, l'chi u'parnasi es b'nei achoysech. In the Beis HaKfaris, they probably waited till they buried. And then he said to her, go and you take care of the children, let's get married, and you'll raise your sister's children. That's what it says. Tosis brings an excuse in the sugya of Avelus, and Avos not allowed to get married. So Tosis says, if you have small children, that there's a heter to get married to Lefarnis, the small children. But the Gemara says clearly that Rebbe Zakkai did it, that someone did it. Now, this leads to a discussion about Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid Tzavois. It's well known, Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid said not to marry a woman who has the same name as the mother-in-law. That's exactly what, assuming that's what he said, or a boy who's the same name as the father-in-law. That's well known. What's not well known is there's a whole list of people not to marry. And one of them is to marry your wife's sister after she dies, which the Torah of the Feirush is matter. It says Bechayeha. And in the Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, he says not to do it. And it's known that by Hasidim it was done a lot. And we find in the writing of the Hasidim Shigadayim, they found reasons. Davdei Nezer, who was it that came to him? I think the Chukas Yaakov. Well, somebody came to him and asked him. So they found differences. It says, if the wife dies, don't marry the sister. That's only the older sister, not the younger sister. Like they found reasons that it should be mutter. One is that someone matter l'tayva seyasayimim. There were different reasons that they were matter, and Shalmai Yisrael. It happens to be, and it's a very appropriate thing for today. I want to read to you a Divrei Chaim. Taking in mind, if I read to you from Litvisha about Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, it's one thing. But I read you a Divrei Chaim, and this has to do with, in general, Inyanei Ari and Inyanei Kabbalah. There are a lot of Inyanei Kabbalah that we all do Lamaisa. A lot of things we do, people don't realize, a lot of things we do that are Pi Arizal, the seven times around the arm, that's our Pi Arizal. Beis Yosef didn't do it. Beis Yosef writes Beferish that he put it on, he didn't do seven times. And our Pi Arizal, so we do it. Not to talk between my Machrenim and benching, it's our Pi Arizal. We do a lot of things. There are Mishnah Berurah, there are Magen Avraham, our Pi Arizal, and we do them. The klal is that Kabbalistic things, if the Paiskim bring them, we're chayshish for them. If the Paiskim don't bring them, we're not chayshish for them. And surely, Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid. Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, it says two brothers shouldn't live in the same city. It says Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid. Two brothers shouldn't live in the same city. If they do, they won't be masliach. Go tell that to Reichman brothers, if they live in the same city, it won't be matzliach. What does it mean? And Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid says not to have a mikvah in your house. Go tell the rebbes who all have mikvahs in their house. Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid says not to have one in your house. It should be a public mikvah. It shouldn't be a private. There are a lot of things. Now, the difference... If he meant it for his own family, he meant all of them for his own family. So why does the Mishnah Berurah bring it? Mishnah Berurah says not take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. If he meant it for his family, why does the Mishnah Berurah bring it? So the answer is, I'm going to read to you the Divrei Chaim, is that when you have these in Yanim, it depends. The ones the Paiskim brought were Chayshish for, and the ones they don't were not. And this Divrei Chaim in Evan Ezer Tshuva Ches, he was asked there about some of the relatives that the Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid asers. He says the following. He says, Machshadov is a safik im lezarei kivin oiloi. like Jay was saying, maybe he meant it only for his children, or not. L'zeh nemer b'kai gavna, im alocha reifefes b'yadecha, if you're not sure what to do, say re'ei echa eilam noyeg. Go and see how people are noyeg. It's only im halocha reifefes b'yadecha. We're not mati gezalakum, because the eilam is noyeg. Some of the issa b'feirish is still aser. But im halocha reifefes b'yadecha, b'medina seinu, he's writing, what's medina seinu? Divrei Chaim is the arba rotzes. It's Ungarn. He's talking about the Poland. He's talking about the so-called Hamish Medinas. Ein medagdikin, rak bi isha sheshma kishem chamaisa. The only supposed to be the chassid he says with Makbiran is similar names. But dov zemul will hach begam b'seif from Mishnas Chassidim. Ubishare advarim ein medagdikin b'medina seinu. The other things were not medagdik. Begam kinira loyaya kavanasi b'zeh rak lazare. Ki achrayin in balei Kabbalah, the ones who came after were balei Kabbalah, ein mevi'in rak shmo kishem imay. Alma de b'shar devarim, lo yehoya rak lazaray. L'chein in shum cheshash klal bov dedidei. So it's an important klal, because sometimes if something is Kabbalistic, people are more afraid, and the spookiness of it is scary. And l'maisa, the Divrei Chaim says, in loy mi boi, there's a letter from Rav Shmuel Masalant, not to be chayshish for the other tzavayis Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which is quoted in many sources. The Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch, two of his children married siblings. That was two sons, two daughters, or whatever. Two of his children married two siblings, which is against tzavayis Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So the Rechaim is not makbid, Lubavitch is not makbid. Ravad Yosef writes, in the Sephardic Medinas, there were never chayshish for any of the tzavasir b'da chassid, and the Yalkut Yosef on the Suin. So it's important to know a distinction between different situations, which everyone says tzavasir b'da chassid. So,
Rebbe,
yeah.
When, I'm still there. Rebbe, when we were learning chagiga and got into the Kabbalah parts of it, the Rav mentioned you could know all of Torah Kula without knowing Zohar. You don't have to know Zohar to know
a culture of Kula. Who can speak against the Zohar? But in Shulchan Aruch, someone asked me why I don't learn Kabbalah. I said, because the Ramah says Aser. He says, the Ramah says Aser? I said, the Ramah writes, Nechaz Talmud Torah. It's Aser to learn Kabbalah until you finish Nigla. I didn't finish Nigla. I don't know what finish means. But it says, Achimale Kresai, until you're full with everything else. Kabbalah and the Kabbalah. the Rav Palem has a nice spin. He always has a nice spin. He has a tshuva. If you marry sisters, you marry one, she dies, marry the other sister. He says, what's going to be by Tchias HaMeisim? They're both going to get up. What are you going to do then? But he writes an incredible thing. This is in the Sod Yesharim section. He says it in a few places. It's Chelek Beis Tshuva Beis. He says, by Tchias HaMeisim, there are going to be no relatives except for parent and child. All the other relatives, the guf is going to be bottle. In other words, the guf is going to decay, and it's a new guf. You're not related. He said, parent and child are the same neshama. You're going to be related, but all other relatives, that's what he writes, are going to be bottle. And he says, even the tzaddikim whose guf is not doesn't have a rikov. He says right before Tchias HaMeisim is going to be nirka for a minute, and then it's going to come together again. And that's what he writes. The only relatives are the parent-child relatives, and so there won't be a problem with Tchias HaMeisim. He can be married to two sisters. Now whether the two sisters are going to know all this, I guess they'll know it when it comes to this. What? The Ben Ishchai. He has tshuva sefer Rav Palem. The Ben Ishchai is incredible. Every tshuva sefer has a Rechaim, Yerodeya, Avinezer, Chayshim Mishpat. The Ben Ishchai has five sections. A Rechaim, Yerodeya, Avinezer, Chayshim Mishpat, and Sod Yesharim. Kabbalistic questions. And anybody who's just perusing it, you right away turn to Sod Yesharim. Because he writes it in real language. It's not written like in the Hoicha languages. And it's very fascinating, all the shaylos. If you're going on an airplane and you're afraid you will be bored, take a look at Rav Pal and the Sayyid Yisharim Chuvas. You'll find them all, they're all interesting, the Chalal, but there's a fascinating shaila there. If you give your clothing to the suit to the cleaners, and he messes up, he ruins your pants. Does he have to pay for pants or for a suit? Interesting shaila. All the shailas are this era. Okay, anyway, the point I wanted to get to is that these last two that are mutter, it seems there's an element of mitzvah in marrying them, and it fits well with the ideas that we spoke about. Okay, so this is the end of the relatives. Now it goes on, so Chassan is going to go on to other cases that are negeah to relatives. Before we go further, I just want to address what we spoke about a minute ago. When we learn these surim with children, we say you're not allowed to marry your sister. You don't say Lashon Nekiyah. We're going to start talking about Znus. So you say you're not allowed to marry your sister, you're not allowed to marry your mother. We say marry. What really the Torah says, Legale Serba. The Torah says Znus. What's Takavidin? Is there a nisa to marry without any maisa bia? And why a person would do is not the issue. The question is, isn't it an Aveira to be Mekadish? In Isser that the Torah talks about, it's not chal, English and Tyson, the Chayve Krisis. But is that, does the Torah mean to ask a marriage or only Bia? Somebody says, Layzika, Layikach, Isha Chaisa, Layikach. So it's fascinating. In this, the Sefer Achinuch says that the Isser is to marriage is the Isser by itself. You're two of them. Averis. There's one is says nos, and one is says marriage. The Michis Chinuch writes Makairai Loi Matsasi. The Michis Chinuch says, I didn't find a Makar. In the Kaimitz Lamincha in the back, says afterwards I found Pesaremis in a Gemara that could possibly be a Makar. But it's not clear. But the Chinuch says there's an Isser. In the Ritva, in Yavamis Dafyud, Dafyud Amid Aleph, he says there's no Isser. And in Yevamis, if you know the new Ritvas, they have long footnotes. And the person who wrote the footnote there shows us this Rambam Shita, and that the Iker is that the Isser is only an Isser of Maisa Bia, Kedusha Nataifis anyway. And Mimela, there's no. Bisurkin is Yisur Elav, where it's Chal.
Yeah.
So by Elav, we pass in the condition Taisa Bechai Elav. Yeah. So there you're right. I mean, is this or there is like Chal?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, that the Isur. Now, it has to do with those who explain the bracha of the Siddi Kedushin, Shushom Esaisa Vitzivonu Al Ha'arayas. What does Tzivonu Al Ha'arayas have to do with making a bracha on the mitzvah of marriage? What's Sivanu al Ha'arayas? Now, if you learn, is this to marry an Erva? So, in effect, when you marry a non-Erva, you're being the kind of mitzvah of not marrying an Erva. I mean, you're always not marrying an Erva. But B'Shas Kedushin, the sort of a Chalav HaShemayah. That sounds like a kvetch. But there is a Makar, and there is a Veheter, which is safer on the Boschov Taruvis. He says the following. He says, why is it that we make a bracha when we tovel kelim, and we don't make a bracha when we do hagola, when we kasher a trefa keli? Both are learned from the same parasha of the Torah. And what's the mitzvah tefilas kelim hagola? You say hagola, you don't have to be magalit, you can throw it out. A tefillah, the same thing. You don't have to be tovel, you can throw it out. What's the mitzvah tefilas kelim and hagolas kelim? So then it said to write on that, onu mevarchim al mitzvah saseh, we don't make brachas on lavim. Hagala is you should need treifas. Says onu mavar mitzvah loy amitzay chutz may tzivanu al arayas, except for that one place when you make a bracha on kedushin. He says you're making a bracha on the mitzvah of not marrying an erva, and that's the way this Avhetta teaches it. It's a bracha tzivanu al arayas on not marrying an erva. Now that only stims according to the Chinuch, that marrying an Erev is an Isser. If this is just a Maisa Bia, So the whole Isavet has no shaychis. So it sounds like at least it's hard to say Paiskim. Isavet is a Paiskim, and he says that that it is there.
Why only there? Like when you make a bracha on food, you don't make a bracha to say.
Because we never make a bracha. And Eloisa say we don't make a bracha that we're not eating
available.
Right.
We
only do it by right. We don't make any bracha on mitzvahs then. Here's a brisker rav. The brisker rav says Yivanu ala arayes that when you get married, there's a bonus. You get new erevins. When you get married, you get a mother-in-law, you get a sister-in-law. You get relatives. So the brisk rav tzivano al arayos that when you get married, you get a bunch of new mitzvahs. All your new relatives will come also to you. So he said that's tzivano al arayos. Okay, and he says more. Shkisham says that tzivano al arayos is bnei nayach only us on blood relatives, not on tzukah kumana. He says by bnei nayach. So tzivano only Klal Yisrael have this money. I want to get back. I started mentioning this Reb Shimon, Reb Chaim, and Reb Chanan. I want to say it, I'll tell it to you correctly. And they're not talking only about a Chesishtai, which is the way I said it before. He's saying they say the following. In Kedushin Taifsin, B'chayvi Arayis. That means just about everything we learned here, not the Shniyais, but the Arayis. In Kedushin Taifsin, B'chayvi Arayis. What does that mean? That means if someone wants to marry any of the relatives that are an Issa Deraisa, and B'shaygeg B'meiz, it doesn't matter. If he wants to marry her, in Kedushin Taisin, B'chayvei Arayis. What's Arayis? Anybody who's Karis. Anybody who's an Issa Karis, it's not Taifis Kedushin. That's Aleph Beis by us. Oh, except for one Issa Karis, Anida. Anida, Kedushin is Taifis, and that's the exception. Now, the Shtikl Torah that they declare is the following. Is the Issacharis what prevents Kedushin from being Taifis? Is the Issacharis the thing that stops it? Or, no, there's certain relatives that you can't get married to. It's not Shayach. The Simin, which ones are they? Torah gives us a Simin. The ones that we say Charis about, those are the ones that are Asur. But the Kedushin not Taifis, the Etzem. Not conditions, not typhus, because of the Issacharis. Be'etzem, those are those relatives, conditions, not typhus. This is the clare that they all clare about, and it seems pe'echad, they all seem to say that it's only a simin, and everyone brings a different raya. The most geshmaka raya is when a sister-in-law falls to Yibum. So a man is married to a woman, and the sister-in-law, not a man is married to a woman, a regular woman falls, in other words, a sister-in-law's husband died, she falls to Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum. What happens if you go over to her, and you mekadesh her? You don't do Yibum. You go over to her, and you say, Hari, I'm a kodesh asleep, and tabasuk, and the mitzvah of Yisrael. Now that's maimer, it's a drabana, but minat Torah is kedushin taifis. Kedushin is not taifis. Yibum is only bia. But there's no chorus now. If you bail this woman, there's no issa chorus. I mean, it's bail a yavama, even without kavana. It's one of the things that's chal without kavana. So Rav Chaim says, it can't be that the issa chorus makes that enkedushin taifsin. Here you have a case, we have a sister-in-law, an enkedushin taifsin, and there's no issa chorus to be bail out. So he brings a raya that chorus is a simin ladavar. It's not a siba. And a mela, it's now nafkamina. What? No, the zika doesn't prevent kedushin. He's more. There's no zika.
There's already connection here.
That's not why. The reason Kedusha is not Taifis is because she's in this Erva. It's not because Zika. If you buy a lie, you give Makadisha. She's married. That's Yibam, not Chinami. But, all right. I guess we can argue about it. But this is Reb Chaim's Raya. Others bring a Raya from Nida, who's also an Issacharis. And Karis is not Mafkia. But Nida is a separate Issacharis. It's not really an Erva. Now, the Shaila that we're going to deal with is somebody marries, he thinks it's Heter. That's going to be the next Sif. Someone marries an erva thinking that she's mutter to him. We're going to have a case where Rabbi thinks, Rahman al Slani thinks his wife died. So he marries his wife's sister. And then his wife comes back alive. So obviously, Kedusha is not tefes on the sister. So we're going to have a klal that when you get married, betos, beheter, that if it's an erva deraisa, you don't need a get. If it's a shnia, it's a drabana, you do need a get. That's the klal we're going to have. We're going to have a Beis Shmuel about it. It's Beis Shmuel's in Yudches, but it's second if it goes on later. I just had the problem, if a man marries a shnia, meaning a person is asa midrabana, now if he does it purposely, he knows it's an aveira, and he does it, kedushin taifas. But the next sif is going to talk about someone who does it because he thinks she's mutter. If a man marries an isa drabana, but he doesn't know it's asa, so I'm going to say he needs a get. Why isn't it kedushin tos? He's a firm man. He married her thinking that she's mutter to him. That's the whole next sif. And why does it have to be an issa deraisa for kedushin not to be taifas? Even issa drabanan, a man doesn't want to marry an issa drabanan. If I had known she's issa drabanan, I never would have married her. It seems to be something of an issue in the next sif. Okay, but I have a week to try to find an answer. We'll see. So we finished all the relatives. Now we're going to go into this case where someone married a relative.